Hi, I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us today for Faith and Family. Today's presentation is an encore presentation. Any dates or events mentioned in the program have already occurred. Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have great conversation. If you're looking at heading back to college or you have a student heading back to college, there's important things to know. What do you need to know? We're going to talk with our friends from LCMSU. We're going to talk with Pastor Jay Winters from University Lutheran Church in Tallahassee, Florida today, as well as a student. We're going to talk with Garrett Franskowski, a student at Florida State University and there at University Lutheran Church. So hope you can join us for that conversation. Important things to know. So stick around for Faith and Family. I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, just go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the sponsor section. There you'll find the CUW logo. Click on that. That'll take you to their page. You'll find out all about Concordia University, Wisconsin, and the great work they're doing, where they're located. Go check it out, kfuo.org. Joining us by phone today, the Reverend Jay Winters. He's pastor at University Lutheran Church in Tallahassee, Florida, and also on the staff with LCMSU. Good morning, Pastor Winters.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Tell us about University Lutheran Church in Tallahassee.
Sure. We are a campus ministry community that also has non-students ever since about 1990 here. University Lutheran was started off as kind of under the chaplaincy model of campus ministry. Kind of the idea was that there were Lutheran students that were going to be going to this new upstart school out in Tallahassee. And so the Florida Georgia District decided that they would purchase some land, and they built this thing called Luther House. And Luther House stood on our property up until 79, and in 79 they built our current facility, which is much more of a church. The Luther House was kind of what it sounds like, a house that had a few residents and occasionally would do worship services, but it was still kind of like doing worship in somebody's living room. So in 79 they built our current facility, and continue to serve only students and students that were coming through Florida State and attempting to continue them on in the faith and continue their connection with Christ. And in 1990, then for a few different reasons, part of them having to do with the viability of having a student-only congregation was difficult, and then also kind of an understanding of a growing need in the Tallahassee community for another church to serve as a full church to non-students as and students as well. We became a full congregation in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at that time. Before that, we were just kind of a preaching station. And then out of that, we have had a good long history of preaching the gospel and connecting people to word and sacrament here at Florida State. And it's been a honor and a privilege to be a part of that for the past 7 years for me here.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that the good news is being proclaimed there, the gospel being proclaimed right there in that college university community there. Also joining us by phone today, Garrett Franskowski is a student at Florida State University. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for being our guest this morning and spending some time talking with us about campus life. Tell us about the Florida State University community there. Tell us, what is it like to be a student at FSU?
Well, especially lately because of the national championship, it's been a lot of fun. It's a very diverse community. We have a lot of different groups of people that all come together at Florida State. And there's definitely a lot of great outlets for people that have all different interests to express them. Most notably, a very good church community in the area. If you walk along the campus, there's a bunch of different churches right there along the street, just outside the campus. But it's just been a really fantastic place just to grow and learn, and I've loved every minute.
And tell us about your experience. What are you studying, and what year are you at FSU?
I'm a junior at Florida State. I'm currently double majoring in business finance and sport management.
A junior and studying business management. What was that again?
Business finance and sport management.
Business finance and sport management. What are your hopes? What are your plans with that?
I'm looking to get into sport finance, particularly a lot of the stuff that goes on in baseball and football. When you kind of think of, you know, sports and you think about sitting around your couch, you know, grabbing a bag of chips and just watching a great game, there's a lot of business that goes in on the other side of that. And I'm trying to get involved in something with that, possibly going to law school, kind of getting into player representation. It's another avenue I've looked at, but I'm just really excited for my future.
Well, wonderful. And we're certainly glad to get to have some time to talk with you today as a student. Tell us how you got involved with campus ministry. How did you get connected with campus ministry there at Florida State?
Well, the first way I got connected was back when I was in high school still. I'm from Boca Raton, Florida. I went to St. Paul Lutheran there. There was an event that was called Real College Faith. And basically what that was that it was a bunch of churches with decent-sized high school youth populations from the Florida Georgia District. They had an event in Gainesville for, I want to say it was two nights. But anyways, it was kind of an idea of just showing high school youth about how college faith works. You know, how there's still churches, whatever school you go to. There's some Bible study. There was some just, you know, hanging out time. And the major schools in the Florida Georgia District sent their pastors and some of their local college youth. And Pastor Jay was there, along with some of the other students from University of Lutheran. I met him there. And then later on, after that event ended, I actually got a phone call from University of Lutheran, because I think it was because I put down I was Lutheran, LCMS Lutheran, on some kind of an application. The university, like, sends stuff out so everybody kind of knows who's who. So I actually got a phone call before I was very excited. I was going to go to Florida State, and they said, hey, remember you from Real College Faith. Want to see what's going on. You know, we have church this time. We'd love to have you. So then I started going to church. I started up the summer of 2012 is when I started Florida State. So then I started going to church then, and been there ever since.
And Pastor Jay, I always appreciate seeing on Facebook the signs that you post before Sunday's service. What the sermon is about, the little sidewalk sign. Tell us about University Lutheran Church. Is it right there in the heart of campus life?
Yeah, I used to say that we were across the street from Florida State, and that certainly is the case. We're right across the street from a couple of major dorms. One of them is one of the nicest upperclassmen dorms, and then the other one is actually one of the nicer and newer freshman dorms. And but recently, Florida State has been expanding, they've actually been buying up property that has been around us. And so we're actually sort of getting swallowed up by Florida State, which is even better for us. The more that they build to the south of us, the further we move towards the center of campus. So I'm definitely all about Florida State continuing to build. Currently, we're in between dorms on one side, and then the massive parking structure and the intramural fields to our south. So we're right here on campus. We're about two blocks away from the famous Doak Campbell Stadium, where everybody was able to see us win a national championship through the year. It's a lot of fun, especially on game days. Speaking of the stadium, we open up the church on game days. We're the last clean restroom before you before you hit the stadium, and because of that, and because of the kind of tailgating community that's here at Florida State, a lot of people have to use the bathroom, and so we open that up, and that's an easy way for us to engage our community around us, even some folks that, you know, normally wouldn't step foot inside of a church. They step in because they know that we've got some food and we've got some refreshments here, as well as being able to use the restroom, so we can start to begin conversations with folks then and kind of show them what it means in a lot of ways to show love in a very Christian way, but in a very pragmatic way as well.
What a unique opportunity you have there to be the last clean restroom before the stadium. Well, what other things? You mentioned those unique opportunities. What else is unique about campus ministry? And I realize it varies from campus to campus, but what else is unique about being a campus ministry at Florida State University or campus ministries in general compared to, you know, the average congregation in a town or a city across the U.S.? What's unique about campus ministry?
Sure. I think looking at it from a leadership perspective, definitely one of the first things that comes to mind is just the massive amount of turnover that we have. I kind of joke that University Lutheran currently is about 60% non-students and about 40% students, and that we would those numbers would be a whole lot different. We'd have a whole lot more students if students didn't have this nasty habit of graduating. And so guys like Garrett, you know, he's already a junior. It feels like he's been here for maybe 6 months. You know, pretty soon we're going to be roasting him, which is our fun way of saying goodbye. And he's going to be moving on to either, you know, law school or working for the Atlanta Falcons or somebody. And so one of the things that really is sometimes kind of challenging, but also is really exciting, is putting students into our leadership structure, but understanding that there's only so much time that they're going to be in that structure. Mm-hmm. And so that means that we have to do a lot of training quickly. It means that we also have to really start engaging people pretty quickly once we kind of identify them and say, hey, you might be good at this. What it means for us kind of on the back end of that is that we're actively sending out these people that we've had about 4 years of really connecting to Christ and showing them how church can work, and sending them out to congregations throughout the world. And that's one of the actually kind of the neatest things about being a campus minister is to see the amount of change that happens in those 4 years. I mean, it's just mind-blowing the difference that you have between a student who's a college freshman and a student who is about ready to graduate, the amount of growth that they have in their life in general and oftentimes in their spiritual life is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Because it is such a big time of their life. And so I think the timing does make it kind of different than a normal parish situation. Another thing that is probably a little bit different is really sort of what I was starting to say. There is this sense that University Lutheran and our local church here is much more than just the local church here. And it really, in order to, I think, fully understand what a campus ministry is, we have to understand a much bigger sense of what the body of Christ is like. And so when I think of University Lutheran, I don't just think of the, you know, somewhat small footprint on the huge campus that we've got here, but I think of really the footprint that we're sending out into the world with having these people and having invested 4 years or 2 years or whenever they come, having invested that time in them and then actively sending them out and really trying to bless the rest of the church with sending these people out, that we feel that we've been able to do something significant in their lives. And really, it's not us doing that, but it's rather the Holy Spirit at work in them. And we get a front row seat at seeing that and seeing that continue on in their lives well into their status of being alumni. And we get to see, you know, when alumni have kids and alumni go out into their professions and really start doing some world-changing stuff. It's really cool.
A lot of what you mentioned comes back to freshman year or even right before freshman year. In Garrett sharing your story, you know, you found out about and got connected really early on before you got into much of your college career. And so I'd like to talk about freshman year, some important things for not only for students to understand, but even more so for parents of a college freshman to know and to understand as your son or daughter is heading off to freshman year. It's about that time. I'm seeing all kinds of pictures on Facebook of you know, young people, young men and women packing up, and moms or dads or someone driving with them off to college, and you know, sad stories from the parents and the young person being rather excited to go and enjoy this newfound freedom. What are the important things for parents to understand? What are the important things for the freshmen to understand? And before we even get into that, let's talk about Garrett, your freshman year. Now, you shared with us how you got connected with University Lutheran Church before, you know, really before things even got started for you. But let's think back to freshman year as a student at Florida State. What are some of the things that you remember most about freshman year? What are some of the things that stand out, good or bad?
I'd say I had a really eventful freshman year. I really loved it. I lived in a dorm, and that was really memorable because, you know, I had three guys in one bathroom, and, you know, that can sometimes not be the greatest thing in the world. But, you know, it was just a great time just to get settled in, meet some new friends. Game days were always fantastic. I met a lot of friends from my fraternity. I met a lot of people that I normally wouldn't have met in Boca Raton. I made some really great relationships. I got used to the whole kind of class routine. I really enjoyed that. I just had a great year.
So freshman year is a good experience for you. And I'm sure there are things that contributed to that. What would you say? You know, because some people don't necessarily always have a great freshman year. It's the first year away from family, learning to do things on your own in many ways for some people. Are there things that you recall that contributed to that being a good first year for you, a freshman year?
You know, I'd say that one thing that kind of really helped me to have a really good freshman year was kind of how I was talking about earlier, about how I kind of got connected with the University of Lutheran right away. Basically, that kind of connection early on kind of put me in a community of like-minded students. So you kind of felt a little bit more at home. You didn't really feel so much away from, you know, a group of people that had the same kind of thoughts and values like you. And, you know, and then from there, I was able to branch out and just meet more people and, you know, of different backgrounds. And I just think having a good, safe place like University Lutheran, where I knew I was always welcome and I knew people, you know, like myself, I just thought that was a great kind of stepping stone for me to go out and continue to have a great freshman year.
Pastor Jay, you shared through Facebook a list, 10 things parents of a college freshman need to know, from Arliss Dickerson, who worked in campus ministry for a long time and with Baptist campus ministry. And he shared 10 things. This was actually a couple years ago, but I think the list still stands today. And you shared it with many of our friends through LCMSU and University Lutheran Church on Facebook. And I'd like to talk about that. Take a look at that list. Why did you share it? What do you think was significant about it that you thought you wanted parents to know?
Oh, sure. I think that, one of the things that a lot of college, parents, find challenging or maybe at times even frustrating is they're in the midst of a really big change in their role with their student. And I think a lot of times they're looking for some guidelines as to where the foul line is anymore, because they don't want to be too helicoptery and take over their child's life. They also want their student to be free and to embrace that freedom, but they don't want that to come at the price of their student doing something that's going to get them incarcerated or get them bad grades. And I thought that this list does a really good job of kind of showing where some of those lines might be, because it really shows what's happening in the life of a college freshman when they move away from home, or even if they're still at home. I think a lot of these things still apply. And if you look at the list as a whole, what you really find, just kind of all 10 things just say, their freshman year is really going to dictate a lot of what happens in the rest of their life in terms of their time at school, but also in the terms of the rest of their life, in terms of their relationships with friends and even possibly meeting a spouse. And I think a lot of these things are things that parents aren't sure if that's really the case anymore, or if or sometimes it's changed. And so one of the things is the issue of academics and how difficult academics are for most college freshmen. Now, that is going to change school to school, but generally speaking, when I talk to our students about this issue, what they'll say is that that when they were in high school, the academics were at a certain level, but then when they arrive at Florida State, they find out that they have to study a whole lot more, and that it's really kind of a shocking thing for them. And so just kind of that information that, okay, life is tougher for them. They're not able to not read the book and go to class and still do okay anymore. They actually have to do a lot of that stuff. And of course that differentiates between where you went to high school and where you're going to college and things like that. But generally speaking, I think throughout the nation, there is kind of a significant step up for most students. Another thing that gets posted throughout that list is just how important the relationships that students are making while they're in college are. And a lot of students are meeting who will be the people that will be lifetime friends for them. Some students are meeting their spouses. And one thing that Artless's list doesn't really necessarily put in terms of relationship, but I think is absolutely the case, is their relationship with the church. And that is a relationship that is oftentimes changing in big ways for most students. When most students get to college, they find that all of a sudden they're being it's not youth group anymore, and they're actually kind of moving into this realm where they're a little bit more the church rather than just being a part of the youth group.
Mm. A ministry that a faith that we grow into rather than something we grow out of.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, the first thing on the list that you brought up, college is that Arla says college is usually harder than high school, and your son or daughter may study as hard or harder, but may not make as good of grades as in high school. We need to take a break, but I want to hear, Garrett, your response about freshman year in the classes that you experienced that year when we come back from that break. What was it like? Was it what you expected it to be? Was it harder? Was it more challenging? We want to talk about that with Garrett when we get back right after this break. Stick around for more Faith and Family with Pastor Jay Winters and student Garrett Franskowski at University of Florida, State University in Tallahassee, Florida.
Is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
I want to talk with those who, in their heart of hearts, know abortion is wrong because it kills an innocent baby, but don't want to support making laws to stop it, nor do they vote for pro-life candidates who oppose abortion. If you're one of those individuals, I congratulate you on being pro-life because your conscience forms your opinion. But let me ask you this, is your conscience active or inactive? If your conscience only helps you formulate an opinion but not act on it, your conscience is inactive. If it moves you to both take a position and then take action, it's an active conscience. The German pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act."
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Hello from Michigan. We are Roger and Leela Thurow, members of Our Savior Lutheran Church, located in Scottville, just a few miles from the Lake Michigan shoreline. For the past 3 years, Leela and I have been day sponsors on KFUO in honor of our wedding anniversary. The voice of KFUO streams into our home, bringing the blessings of programs like Law and Gospel, Thy Strong Word, Book Talk, Moments of Assurance, and many more. If the messenger of good news has blessed you, we would like to encourage you to consider becoming a KFUO Day Sponsor. This opportunity to be a KFUO Day Sponsor reminds me of the words of a great hymn. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus, you can say he died for all.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
The Lutheran Study Bible you know and love is now available in a compact paperback edition. Weighing in at a slim 2.1 pounds, the newest edition is a compact powerhouse. The same great content of the original Lutheran Study Bible. It's a perfect fit for gift giving, outreach, youth ministry, and more. The Lutheran Study Bible paperback edition. Available at cph.org. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. cph.org.
KFUO, the messenger of good news. God said to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and ye shall bruise his heel." Worldwide, KFUO at kfuo.org.
Today's presentation is an encore presentation. Any dates or events mentioned in the program have already occurred. Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with Pastor Jay Winters at University Lutheran Church in Tallahassee, Florida, or PJ, I believe, as he's known by the students there, and student Garrett Franskowski, student at Florida State University, a junior. And Garrett, let's talk about freshman year. Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the challenges that students face. that college might be, the college is probably going to be harder than high school. You might study just as hard or maybe even harder, but might not make the same grades. Some might do really well. How did that freshman year go for you? Were the classes what you anticipated? Was the nature of the classes, the academic nature, the rigor of the classes, was it what you anticipated it to be? Was it harder? Tell us about how that went.
Generally, I'd say it was what I anticipated it to be. I know when we were talking about this point before we went to break, Pastor Jay kind of mentioned that overall it's usually tougher, but it kind of depends, you know, what classes you're taking or you went to high school. And I kind of was a little bit of the outlier to this trend where I went to a public high school and we had a lot of AP courses available for myself to take. And I took them, and kind of the idea with those is you kind of get a rough idea of what college classes can be like. And then if you do well enough, you get college credit. So for me, when I came in, you have a lot of your, lower level freshman classes, your freshman English, your first math, all that kind of stuff. And what's really different with those compared to high school is, it's all about your exams. It's all about how you do on a few tests. And instead of, having all these assignments to kind of bolster your grade up. So it kind of just depended on how good of a test taker I was. So I had to, study even harder than I normally did. I was fortunate enough that I actually had a pretty successful freshman and sophomore year in terms of grade-wise. But it's definitely an adjustment as compared to high school where you have all these little things that kind of bolster your grade up.
A couple of other things on this list from Arliss. The friends and habits a student develops during the first 3 weeks often determine their whole college career. Make sure they understand the importance of starting right with a clear set of priorities. You mentioned earlier, Garrett, that you got connected with University Lutheran Church pretty quickly right away because of an event that happened before your freshman year. The things that happened during those first few weeks, tell us about, how those first few weeks went. Do you think they really shaped the rest of your college career?
I would say probably yes and no. For sure, what shaped me, a big part of what shaped me was those first couple weeks I started going to University Lutheran, and I kind of got that community of people that I knew I could trust that would be there for me. And like I said earlier, it kind of gave me a good stepping stone to go out and meet more people in the Florida State community. On the kind of the no flip side of that, what I can anticipate, like people you meet the first 3 weeks of non-outside of church, of those couple people that I started getting to know, a lot of them I don't really talk to that much anymore. Some of them are still very good friends of mine, but some of them and some of the things I was, trying to fit in with, I've moved on from. I realized that, some of the activities and, just generally like, ways to hang out or, things to do wasn't for me. And I that wasn't what I was trying to do with my life or, how I could fit in college. So I moved on and found new friends. And I think it definitely does have an impact on your overall college experience. To what extent, I think it kind of just depends person to person.
Pastor Jay, how important are those first few weeks from your perspective as a campus pastor?
Phenomenally. we actually go with the idea of the first 40. And so the first 40 days that students are on campus, much like what Arliss is saying here, we saw some other scholarship that said that the habits that are developed within those first 40 days largely at least are the open door. And so I think probably to what Garrett was saying, I think the way to understand that is that if Garrett had not been had not connected up with University Lutheran within the first 40 days, the chances of him connecting up with us were pretty slim to none. Most freshmen, at least at Florida State here, when they come to campus, you're just bombarded by all sorts of different things that you can be a part of. Florida State famously had a cereal eating club for many years that the whole idea behind the club was that people would get together and eat cereal and be connoisseurs of cereal.
yeah.
in that kind of an environment where you have the cereal eating club, that just shows you how many different options that you have to connect with people, things to do, stuff like that. And what usually happens is exactly what Garrett was saying, is that you kind of start off with this sort of larger than life set of things that you could be a part of, but you're minimally involved in them. And so, you know, maybe that's your church, your fraternity, the cereal eating club, and a few other things. And then as you move on, you find out more that you go, okay, well, some of this stuff actually has to drop out. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to live life in any way, shape, or form that's going to work for me. And and so we really hit that first 40 days. And in fact, that's a part of the reason that we do the event that Garrett was talking about, Real Life College Faith. We here in the district put that event together specifically because it allows us to start developing relationships with people that are going to be at our campus ministries before they ever get here. And so kind of the earlier the better. And so to any parent that's listening, I would really say, the earlier that you can get your student involved in some sort of relationship, even if that is as minimal as, you know, liking the Facebook page of the campus ministry that you're going to, the better it's going to be, because if you can get that done within those first 40 days, there is at least there's a fighting chance at least that they'll stick with campus ministry.
There's a sense of community that develops in that freshman year. Garrett, you mentioned that you lived in the dorm and you shared a room with, you know, a bathroom with three guys, and that was just part of freshman year. But how, you know, our list here makes a point. Students who live in dorms tend to make better grades. National studies show being connected to college life, being a part of community. How important to you was that sense of community, that living in the dorm or living in close proximity with other students?
I would say that that's important, basically more on the living within close proximity to students. You know, there's a lot of, you know, great experiences you get while you're in a dorm. And there's a lot of, you know, negative experiences you get while you're in there. You know, I have since moved out of the dorms. I'm living in my fraternity house, and I've actually maintained the grades that I've had because I was in my dorm. So I think maybe not the dorm so much, but just the overall sense of community. You know, when you're around students, you feel more like a student. So whether that means you're in a dorm, a fraternity house, you know, a student apartment complex, you know, one of the student-rented houses kind of near the campus, when you're closer to campus, you feel more connected, regardless of where you're living. So I think that, you know, just feeling connected is kind of what helps you feel like a student. It makes you want to think more about your grades and study more and feel more a part of what's going on around you.
Speaking of grades, another point that Arliss makes in his list, that parents cannot see or receive their son or daughter's grades without a special signed form that you have to get from the registrar's office. And having worked in higher ed myself, knowing that, you know, that's considered part of a student's records, and student records cannot be shared with anyone except for the student or whoever the student signs a form to share them with, whether they send them as transcripts off to another college or that sort of thing. It's part of the Family Education Rights Privacy Act. And so, yeah, while parents might be paying and footing the bill for a student's education, you don't, according to federal law, don't have rights to those grades, you know, to that student, to the student records. And so something to think about, you know, and this comes back to what you were saying, Pastor Jay, about that, you know, finding that balance between being a helicopter parent and letting them go out and, you know, kind of fly on their own. It's kind of a, I guess it, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Thoughts on parents kind of needing to give some space?
Give some space and, you know, knowing grades and that sort of thing. I know, you know, working with parents in the past, well, you know, I pay the bill for this, and not necessarily every parent pays for their student's education, pays for their college education, but parents wanting to know, well, I should know the, you know, my student's grades. I should be able to log in and see them, or I should be able to get a copy of those grades. Any advice to parents who are, you know, wanting to know those without necessarily talking to the student directly?
Sure. I think that I can speak for our grad students and professors that are a part of our community here when I say that one of the things that you should be looking for when you're helping your student try to decide what institution they're going to be going to for higher ed is a place where they can really trust the process. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you can trust the process, then hopefully you don't need to look at the grades, you know, every moment. There definitely are parents that are like that, and our grad students that are TAs oftentimes get to have those conversations with those parents because the professors themselves don't want to have them. The thing that they always go back to is they say, look, there's a process here. Some classes, really, the idea is to beat you down in the first half of the semester, and then after that, really kind of form you from there. And the grades actually will usually reflect that. And so even if you're getting, you know, C's in the first half of your class, a lot of times the process works so that by the end of your time, you're actually getting a grade that's maybe a little bit more fair, a little bit more desirable. I guess the knowledge that there is a process. And then also with that, kind of a reality check that your student isn't going to make all A's, even if they did in high school, and that actually is a part of the process as well, is this sense of educating your student not only in whatever the subject matter is, but actually in the ways of the world. And we are all fallen, sinful human beings, and we do tend to fail because of that. So hopefully that doesn't mean that at the end of the semester you're walking away with an F or you have to withdraw from the class. But that there is going to be failure, and that failure is actually going to be used by God in sort of a Romans 8 way to His glory for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. There's not necessarily a need to check around the student. And then also, I would say, if you're really concerned about your student, and I was one of those students that, I probably should have had a little bit more concern thrown my way about grades at times. If you're really concerned about your student and their grades, ask them and don't let them weasel out of questions, but ask the student themselves, because that's also a growing moment for them. It shows them that they're then responsible for those grades. You are not responsible for those grades. You're not responsible for checking their homework, but they're actually responsible, and that's a part of that educational structure that they're a part of now.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more that you want to know what your student is making, what their grades are. Talk with the student. Talk with your student about it, and help them take responsibility for those grades and not try to find out without their knowledge. Well, other things that our list talks about in his list, being active in campus organizations, getting involved. The students who are involved in activities are more likely to be successful, to graduate. This comes back to what we were talking about earlier about being connected, whether it's life in the dorm or being connected with people in your same program or people who have similar interests, and certainly through the campus ministry, being connected to others, generally means that generally results in students being more successful, sticking around and completing their program and graduating. Garrett, were there other things that you were involved in as a student? Are there other programs that you're involved in as a student at Florida State?
Yes, there are. I'm involved in a number of different organizations, whether it be, you know, University Lutheran, my fraternity. There's a couple different clubs that I, you know, I help out with. One was called Impact, and the idea was kind of just making people have a better day, just kind of like random acts of kindness. A big one that I usually take a part of is it's called Dance Marathon. It's run by Children's Miracle Network, and the idea is you're standing up for 20 hours straight to help, you know, kids that have seriously health issues get the right medical care and get that care paid for. And I would definitely agree with the larger point that students that are more involved in multiple organizations are more likely to graduate because of that sense of community. And that's, I mean, that's 100% accurate. You know, the more organizations, the more people I meet, those are the people that are kind of driven and they want to, you know, they want to be more involved, they want to give back, and they ultimately just want to improve the quality of life for those coming after them. And they just want to, you know, feel good in that sense of community. And overall, it's just definitely huge in making your student feel more at home at college.
Pastor, another thing that Arliss brings up on his list is that students tend to marry someone they date, and my guess is that quite often there's a connection made there at University Lutheran Church. Have you had many marriages that have resulted from campus ministry there? Have they found the love of their life there at University Lutheran Church?
You know, a few, but I have this feeling that we're really bad at matchmaking. I don't know if we've got too much of a missionary spirit here that our folks end up, like, finding other people to marry and then making them Lutherans or what. But I actually did a wedding just this past summer of two folks that we're a couple here at University Lutheran. So, and I've done a lot of weddings in the past that have come out of that. That actually, out of the entire list, is the one that I kind of looked a little bit cockeyed at when I looked at the list, because I don't necessarily know that it's always somebody that you know from college, but what I do know is that the dating, the romantic relationships that you have while you're here, even if you don't end up marrying that person, those relationships are going to have strong marks upon your soul, and they will either say, you know, this these are the characteristics that I'm looking for in somebody that I want to be together with for the rest of my life, somebody that I can commit to as you know, Christ commits to the church and the church commits to Christ. Absolutely, that a person like that would never work for me. And so, while I don't know that we should be looking to our campus ministries to make sure that we've got dates for our children, I do definitely think that helping them through the difficulties of those dating relationships while they're here is a huge thing that parents can do, because their dating relationships are going to be different. Cohabitation rates at FSU are probably more the norm if you're dating somebody that you're cohabiting with them than they are not. And I think that that's the way that it is plenty of places out there. And so I think, you know, there's a lot of things that the parents didn't have to talk through with their students while they were in high school that they probably should approach those subjects now.
Mm-hmm. That's another whole program. Knowing another point that Arliss makes, you should know where your son or daughter lives at school, not just how to contact them via their cell phone, but know what dorm they live in, what room number they live in. That's important to know where they live on campus. And that way, if you need to hunt them down, if they're not answering their cell phone or you can't get in touch with them, there are other ways to find them if you know where they live on campus. The average for students to change their major is about 3 to 4 times. What about you, Garrett? Have you had the same major all the way through, or did you change?
Yeah, I'm one of the outliers in that, too. I have had the same 2 majors the whole way through. I've always kind of knew this was kind of what I wanted to do, but just the overall, just in general, 3 to 4 times, I definitely agree with that. I've seen a lot of people around me, they'd be so, all bent on being a doctor, and then I check back in with them in 2 months and they want to work, in the food service industry or something completely different. And that's kind of part of the college learning process. People kind of just figure out what they really want to do in life and, their visions for themselves in high school usually change, when they kind of, they just take the next step forward. They kind of see what it takes to do what they want to do and they think, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I want to do something else. So I haven't actually experienced that, but I know a lot of people that have.
And you've pointed out, you've kind of also alluded to the last item on the list here from our list, that two of the greatest times of change in a person's life, one is the birth to age one, and the second is high school graduation to Christmas. It's that first year of college. There's a lot of change that happens, and you pointed out, we might have a plan all through high school of, what it is we want to do, what with our lives, what we want to study, where we want to go in terms of career, that sort of thing, but that can change pretty significantly. I know for me, I kept the same major, but I actually ended up having some vocational changes even during senior year as a student, and rethinking what it is that I wanted to do with that degree. And I know that can happen. And yeah, it's always fun telling your parents during senior year that you're going to change plans. Congratulations to you, Garrett, for sticking to what you wanted. And it's great. It's okay if your major changes. That's all right. It's great when it does stay the same as well. Pastor Jay, with about another minute or so for you here. Why is campus ministry important, especially why is it important for students to get connected with campus ministry early on?
Sure. I would say that the reason to get connected with campus ministry, especially early on, is because what we were saying before, that if you don't, there's going to be things that Satan uses to distract you away from the place where you can receive word and sacrament. Mm-hmm. And he's pretty nefarious at doing that on a college campus. And there's all sorts of things that you can get connected with. But that's a negative reason. I think the positive reason for you to get connected with a campus ministry early on is that you're going to have a much fuller life with Christ if you get connected early on. The way that a lot of campus ministry programming goes is that if you get connected with it early, then there's a good chance that you'll get kind of the marrow of what's going on at that campus ministry, and you'll really begin to have the kind of high challenge moments and high invitation moments that so many of us are looking for in any thing that we join. But this one is a high challenge and high invitation from the Lord of the universe. It can be really exciting, especially if you get in early.
And to help folks find a campus ministry, an LCMSU, where can they find that on the web?
If they go to lcms.org/LCMSU, they will see a map over on the right-hand side. If they click on that map, they can see where our campus ministry locations are. They can also use this thing called Campus Link. There's another link on there that says Campus Link. And if you are a youth leader or a parent or a student yourself, and you just want to send your information to wherever the nearest campus ministry is,
You can fill out a form. We'll handle getting that information to the correct place, which is really a benefit for a lot of youth ministers. If they've got to do this for like five campuses, let us do the heavy lifting and find out where to send that information. Just give us the information, because that's really what we want.
Pastor Jay Winters at University Lutheran Church Tallahassee and Garrett Frankowski, student at Florida State University. Thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got Thy Strong Word. Stick around for more right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO. On the air, online, and on demand.